We continue in our journey through Shmona Esrei, and we find ourselves today in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. This bracha is when we request parnasa, we request a livelihood from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the truth is, the bracha really sounds like it's talking much more to the farmer, to the agrarian. Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Asa Shona Hazos. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu this year. Ve'es kol minei svuaso letova, and all of its growth, all of the grain, should be for good. But of course, although the bracha is speaking from an agricultural perspective, we understand that the grain represents the bounty of our labor, represents the fruits of our labor. And so it's in this bracha that we highlight the fundamental belief that everything we have in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Gemara says, that mizonosav shel adam kitzuvno mirash Hashanah. Every single Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how much each of us is going to allocate. He decides how much money we're going to make and how much money we're going to lose. Now, of course, that divine judgment or that divine decree does not free us from putting in effort. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and decrees that I'm going to have a certain amount of parnasa, but that requires of me to do the requisite work. That requires of me to do the requisite heavy lifting, to expect God to do His part and me do absolutely nothing. That's not fair. We enter into this synergistic partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribon Sha'olam, who has the key to all the bounty, the key to all the blessing, the key to all the wealth, is willing to give it to me, provided A, that I'm willing to put in the effort, and B, that I'm willing, able, and trustworthy to use it correctly. But before we go into the depth of this bracha, which Emiras Hashem will do in the coming Shi'urim, the Siddur Hayom points out something fascinating. He says, if you notice, the order here is very significant. In the previous bracha, Rifo'inu Hashem Menei Rafe, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for physical healing. Ribon Hashem, take care of my physical health. And after we ask for physical healing and health, then we come to Parnasa, then we come to livelihood. And writes the Siddur Hayom, and I quote to you, he says, Parnasa Acha Rafua, we ask for livelihood after health. Why? Shekisha Adam Chole, Ein Mavaki Shalamazin. Because when I'm sick, I don't ask about my paycheck. When I'm sick, I'm not worried about my wallet. I'm not worried about my bank account. I'm worried about my health. Aval achar shenisrape, mevakish achar parnasaso lachzor lahavri gufo v'nafsho. After I've been healed, then of course, ultimately again, my parnasa, my livelihood, serves a very significant role. And I think that this is an incredible idea. That life is all about this hierarchy. And Shmona Esrei teaches us about this hierarchy. You know, sometimes when you're having a problem, so someone, a very well-meaning individual, will say, well, at least you have your health. And you really want to say to the person, thanks a lot, totally not helpful. I'm having a problem. I know I have my health, Baruch Hashem, but that doesn't solve my other issues that I have in life. But Shmona Esrei teaches us is to be sensitive to the beautiful brachos we have. Sometimes we become so fixated on what we lack that we don't really pay attention to what we have. So in the bracha of Rifa'inu, I'm saying, Hashem, heal me. And we all know, if you've ever been sick, or if you've ever had a family member who's been sick, and as you daven for their refuah, you daven for them to be healed, all that matters to you in the world is that they be healed. In that moment, if someone were to come to you and talk about your parnasa, talk about your livelihood, talk about the business deal, talk about anything else, we say, it doesn't matter to me. I don't have the bandwidth for that. I can't talk about that now. Right now, all I care about is that I'm spared from this illness. My loved one is spared from this illness. But then something amazing happens. Once the refuah comes, once the healing comes, then what? It's back to business as usual. It's back to business as usual. And suddenly again, I'm preoccupied with all the other things that are on my mind. And I often don't pay enough attention to the brachos that I have. The sequence over here is quite incredible. Sometimes parnasa overtakes everything. We know this, and especially when a person is struggling with livelihood, that struggle, which is a significant and acute one, could overshadow and overtake everything. Part of what we need to do in life is to remain focused, not just on what's broken, but ultimately, again, what we have. And even once that which is broken is repaired, don't take it for granted and move on to the next thing, but continue to appreciate it. You see, just the bracha ago, I'm davening, Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei rafe. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just heal me. I don't want anything else. Just heal me. Because when you're in crisis, when your health is at stake, all I want is to be healed. All I want is health. All I want is healthy children, a healthy spouse, a healthy family. But sometimes once you have it, you forget about it. And you just move on to the next thing. thing, it's okay to ask for the next thing. It's okay to ask for parnasa. But while asking for parnasa, while asking for your livelihood, never forget to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the refuah, for the health, and for all the other brachos that he has already given you. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.